Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Want to make yourself and your smartphone smarter? Listen up. Here with the most important things to master on a mobile phone, digital and social media strategy expert, Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. It is hard to narrow down the most important things here, isn't it?
It is. Good morning, Bob. And it took me quite a bit of time to narrow it all down to the time that we have. So, I mean, I could literally talk about this for your entire show.
I bet. So what is a setting that people should prioritize? Let's start with that.
Well, you know, I have one that isn't often the answer to similar questions. I think that the size of your text on your phone and the contrast of your phone are foundational things to look at. So think of it like this. The way you view your screen every day, it should be as comfortable as possible. When you have the text that's too small, it can strain your eyes. So enlarging it makes navigation easier. Now, phones vary by model and platform, but generally speaking, you can find this like on an iPhone under settings and display and text size. Android users might find the same thing under settings and accessibility and font size. And you can pair this with high contrast modes, and that makes readability that much easier.
Yeah, we could probably all stand to think more often about our comfort and eye health, although you have to be mindful, don't you, about battery life. If you're making the screen brighter, doesn't that drain more on the battery?
It would drain more on the battery, and you definitely have to find that sweet spot, that mix, so you know that you don't have to charge it too much, but that's a very, very good point.
But eye health, you got to think about that, don't you?
You really do. I mean, we stare at our phones so much.
It would be nice if we took more breaks from our screens. That's another thing to master, though, isn't it?
You know, Bob, that might be the hardest thing of all, because when we say we're attached to our phones, that attachment is really real.
Yeah. All right. What's next on your list?
Next is simplifying the home screen. So cluttered icons can really overwhelm. So keep only your essential apps front and center. And I would say use folders for less use apps. And you can add widgets for weather or calendar events. One of my most important tips is if you stick to a consistent layout, that's good, because moving icons around too often can actually confuse muscle memory.
Absolutely. Now, I know phone screens are very personal, but do you think there's sort of a one-size-fits-all when it comes to screen choices?
I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all, no, but there are some things that you can do to improve the experience of the whole thing, and I think that these tips really do that.
Let's mention something about safety and settings that help most in emergencies.
Yeah. I'm very partial to emergency SOS and medical ID. So if you have an iPhone, it allows you to hold that side button and the volume button. You can use that combination to call 911 and also share medical details from the lock screen. I think Android has similar features under settings. There's a safety and emergency setting there that does something very similar. I always say to program in case of emergency contacts with photos so there's quick recognition. Because remember, if there's an emergency, you want people to be able to find what they need in your phone.
So if something happens, there's no need for the passcode, right?
That's exactly right. The passcode, if you had it, would let you have full access to the phone. But these features allow someone like an emergency responder to access your medical information from the lock screen. And emergency SOS allows you to quickly call emergency services.
What's your tip when it comes to security, Scott?
It's so hard to limit security to one tip, Bob, but here's a few that I have. Set a strong screen lock. Avoid predictable pins like birthdays. You want to use a mix of numbers or alphanumeric codes. On iPhones, always enable Face ID or Touch ID for, you know, that seamless kind of security. If you're using an Android phone, you can find biometric options. There's a whole bunch under settings and security. And then make sure you use that two-factor authentication. We talk about this often, and always make sure your passwords are secure. Because remember, if your password is easy for you to remember, it is probably a bad password.
With Scott Kleinberg talking about your smartphone this morning, let's talk about passwords a little bit here, Scott, and also passwords and privacy.
Yeah, it's so important, Bob. I tell people all the time to always take control of your privacy by reviewing app permissions regularly. So revoke access to your camera or location for apps that don't need it. Enable Find My Device. That's on Android. Find My iPhone. You might refer to it as an iPhone if you have an iPhone, to remotely lock, or you could actually erase a lost phone if that happens. And always update your operating system for security patches.
You know, we've talked about all that before. You don't want to give too much away when it comes to permissions, do you?
That's exactly right. I mean, you'll have to give away something, but you don't want to give away everything. And usually just enough is usually enough.
And remind us again about software and those updates, because they really do matter, don't they?
They really do, Bob, and there will always be the big updates that bring the shiny new features, and those are great, but it's the smaller updates that you think often that you can just skip that, nothing will happen, and that can't possibly be important, but in this case, there are sometimes things under the hood that you can't see that you absolutely definitely want on your phone.
Some of those updates are really small, too, aren't they?
They're small, but they can pack a punch, and that's the key, because the types of updates that appear in these small updates are almost always related to security. The people and the companies that provide software are always finding new things and new threats, and they react to those threats in real time. So you want them to be able to share those findings with you.
Yeah, I think people sometimes are frightened by the updates because they hear their friends saying, "I hate this update now. It's messed up my whole phone." But eventually, you get used to it, don't you?
You get used to it, and quite honestly, Bob, sometimes when people say that, it's just not true. There's other things happening, and it doesn't have anything to do with that software update.
Talk a little bit more about managing constant notifications.
Oh, there are so many notifications, and knowing how to tailor those really can reduce stress. So I would say mute non-essential apps like social media. Consider using do not disturb modes during meals or bedtime, but you can always allow calls from favorite contacts.
It's kind of funny to hear you call social media a non-existent app.
I've come a long way, haven't I, Bob?
Yeah.
I've turned off my social media notifications a long time ago, full disclosure, and I feel like my phone would buzz every second otherwise.
There's something on the iPhone called focus mode. Explain that. Is this related to what we're talking about now?
Yes. And in fact, focus mode is a really good way to accomplish that little break you're looking for. You can use it to help reduce distractions and set boundaries by temporarily silencing notifications. And on an iPhone, there's different focus modes built in, and you can create your mode, your own. So I have a focus mode for when I'm driving. I have one for when I'm exercising, and I have one for when I'm working. So this way, only certain apps work during those focuses, and only certain people can reach me. And I think that's very smart.
Focus mode. Who knew? That's why you got to spend time just playing around, looking at settings on your phone. What about charging? Anything to watch out for?
There's a few little things to watch out for there. First, avoid keeping it plugged in for extended periods of time. Now, that is not the same thing as charging overnight. That's totally fine. You want the battery to be able to drain often enough where it's at least in use, because too much of anything is no good, and too much time at 100% can actually lower the life of the battery over its lifetime. So related, battery optimization is key. You can enable low power mode on an iPhone. There's something called battery saver on an Android. And you can also check under your battery settings to see which apps are draining the most power.
Good tips. All right. What do you want to leave us with here, Scott?
I would say practice makes progress. Not perfect, just progress. And, you know, you just said it a few minutes ago. You said it best. Spend 10 minutes daily, or maybe even weekly, exploring settings. You want to bookmark tutorials on YouTube. Some of those are great for visual guidance. And remember, technology is a tool. It's not a test. And you can master it at your own pace.
Let's open up the Genius Bar now. And goes back to what we were talking about with app permissions. Question for Scott. If I have clicked on allow for some websites, is there a way to undo that for any that I have said allow for. That's a good one.
It is a good one, and you can. It depends on what you're using. If you're using a website browser, you can go into those browser settings, and there will be places for permissions where you can revoke things. That's for sure. If you're using an app on an iPhone or Android, if you go into those app settings, you'll find a whole menu, and it'll basically show you everything that you agree to, and you can change those little menus. So you can turn off the camera, turn off the microphone. You can change the location to off if you don't want to use it. And sometimes on some devices, you'll get a pop-up reminder, and it'll say something like, you've been allowing location for X number of days. Would you like to continue? Some apps do that, I think, because they're looking out for us. That's not the norm, but in some cases that will happen. But like so many things we've been talking about, the magic lies in the settings.
The magic. Good information, Scott. I have a feeling a lot of folks will want to hear this again or maybe send this to someone else. You can do that. A little after 10, we'll post all of this, our conversation, on the Surratt Show page at WGNRadio.com. Scott, thank you. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care, Bob.